Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 9 minutes after six. Mother of God. It's halfway through the week already. Okay. I think I'm thawing out now. As in, you know, the old Radio Rusty. Radio Rusty's kind of... I'm getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah, it doesn't take long, does it?
It is like riding a bike.
Yes.
Just get up and pedal.
Mick's just been on.
Hello, Mick.
Lads, just travelled from the north side out to Ovens. No problem on the roads. Okay. No slips or slides. Perfect salted roads.
Well done.
Yesterday morning was way worse. You see, that's the gritters. The gritters were out big time, I'd say.
How much salt do we have? What's our salt reserve? Is it? It's. Do you know what it is? It's all the salt left over from Lennox's, I think. I think the.
That's what it is.
The council have bought all of Lennox's salt.
Yeah.
Do you want salt and vinegar with that?
We're going to keep an eye out for you, though, all morning for traffic, because we rely on all of our listeners to keep us updated on their routes.
We're in here like two donkeys. We don't see anything, so we are completely dependent on you.
Yeah, well, the only thing is we get to drive in ourselves, so we have a fair idea.
Yeah. But I would trust 99% of the listeners, but there's always one person out there.
Or somebody sped past me this morning and it was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Is that an ego thing? Is it?
What, speeding?
No, is that like it's really bad weather, but I'm so cool that I don't need to slow down? What is that? What is it?
It's somebody who's never been in a serious accident.
Okay.
Or lost control of their car.
It's naivety.
It's stupidity.
It's stupidity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like someone with not that much experience on driving on crap roads.
This guy sped past me this morning and about four other cars at a ridiculous pace.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, why? I don't get it.
Yeah, well, listen, it's his business if he hits a wall and spins it out, but it's hitting another car is the problem.
I
so
suppose it is, yeah.
Please take it easy.
I was looking at some of the clips from Charleville last night.
Yeah.
Kerry, but Charleville came up. Oh, my God.
They got all the crack. They had all the snow.
God, there was people messaging from Canada saying we really feel for you. Some dump of snow.
Oh, Jesus, I thought you were calling Charleville.
Snow.
Okay. Charleville's a lovely town.
It is a beautiful town, but my heart goes out to people living in Charleville at the minute, because that is some severe disruption.
Surely it's not like that now.
I'm going to show it to you.
Now, is Charleville destroyed in snow? Hardly.
I think so, yeah.
It's like 4 or 5 degrees out there yesterday. It should have been all melted away.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it was the day before so, but anyway, they got a fierce load of snow. Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't remember seeing snow like that in Cork ever.
When was the mad snow in where we had to stay in a hotel to go to work? When was that?
That was 2018.
It was 18, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was some crack.
Yeah.
Couldn't go home, so had to stay in a beautiful 4-star hotel for three nights.
Oh dear.
Yeah, in this gorgeous room.
I'd say you were gutted, were you?
While my wife was at home with the kids, not able to go anywhere.
Oh, lads.
Me sending her photographs of all the room service.
I bet you did too.
The big bubbly bath I was having every night.
Oh, I bet you did too.
It was probably the most strenuous, stressful three nights of my life.
What you wouldn't give to be back there now, huh?
This is it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
As in the hotel or the place I was working?
the
hotel.
Hotel.
Gotcha. Anyway, we got 75K. With your name on it, coming up in about 20 minutes from now. So if you want to grab that, stand by. I'll get you involved in that very soon. We asked you yesterday, what have you achieved by the age of 17? Off the back of Luke Littler winning the darts over the weekend as well. That's coming up in the rewind for you. Vix VIPs, it's all happening here.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull. Pitbull really is a modern day Seamus Heaney. He rhymed Tonka Trunk with Donka Donk. I mean.
I think he mentioned Donkey Kong in there as well. Oh, I used to play those.
Tonka Truck, Donka Donk, Donkey Kong. Yeah, I mean, put it on the leaving cert.
Pitbull.
Oh my God.
Oh, lads.
Johnny Depp has been warning everybody about the dangers of online scammers. The 61-year-old actor took to social media to warn his fans there are deceptive social media accounts pretending to be me.
You actually just sounded like him then.
He kind of talks like that.
He does,
he?
Yeah.
He doesn't really go much higher.
No, he doesn't.
Unless he's
right.
been paid to pretend to be a pirate. Does he have a kind of a... His auto has a bit of a British accent, doesn't he, Johnny?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You have the tone of his voice perfect. It doesn't go above that.
He doesn't.
No.
Like, Johnny's got one gear.
He has, yeah. And he's not going to.
And he's not going into seconds.
Nah.
Now, that could be influenced by his pastimes as well. But
yeah.
Johnny wrote on Instagram, "Sadly, it's been brought to my attention that online scammers are intensifying their efforts to target my fans." Because, do you know what happened? Some scammer was messaging this woman pretending to be Johnny, and she gave him a load of money to go out on a date and to fly over to meet him.
Yeah.
Like Johnny Depp messaging you, asking you for money to fly over to get a flight into Knock Up in Mayo to bring you up for chips. Come on, lads.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM. It is 6:42. Good morning. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast with KC. It's a tough job, you know, the old guard the beat, especially if you're out on the street. You don't know who you're going to meet. You could be walking down the street, meet some lovely people, somebody might hand you a bunch of daffodils. Then you go around the corner, someone's giving you dog's abuse.
Yeah.
It's tough being a guard on
it
the
is,
streets
yeah.
in 2025. This Garda is getting my award for Garda of the Year, and it's only the start of the year.
Okay.
So he was taking care of an altercation. Just a bit of shouting going on the street. And he had this bit of advice for some parents.
It's not cursed in front of your child.
Oh, God. He did not do that.
It's not cursed in front of your child.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
That's exactly what I would say. What are you doing, chick?
Yeah.
It's a person in front of the... and you need it. Sorry about that. What's going on?
Gotta love a bit of that. The Love Island All-Stars is returning for its second series. It's in South Africa again. And it starts on, Monday, January the 13th at 9 p.m. on ITV. Casey's rolling his eyes. I getcha. Are they still rolling this stuff out?
They are. Again, I mean, there's people out there that love it. And
this is the thing.
Obviously, there's still millions of people watching this, so they wouldn't be bringing it back.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my cup of tea now anymore, and it probably isn't yours. But I do know people that... I think Kel gives it an old watch every now and again.
Kelly should be on Love. In fact, let's put Kelly on Spike Island. All right? Kelly, we'll put you on Spike Island. And then we'll get 10 lads and they all have to battle it out like Mr.
Yes!
Beast games to win you.
Oh, yes, I love it, Kel.
Oh, she went from being a little bit peed off of me to, that's quite a good idea.
Yeah,
I like
that. She's looking at us as if to sort of say, I'd do that.
Yeah.
Right, okay, Spike Island with Kel. Anyway, back to Love Island All Stars. 8 contestants have been announced so far. Here they are. Gabby Allen from Series 3, Curtis Pritchard from Series 5.
Curtis! It's not Curtis and Maura.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus, I give him some rattle. Good fair play to you, Curtis.
Sorry, my inner Maura keeps popping up.
But actually, it's in the press because he is her ex-boyfriend, so there's a little bit of chatter about Maura's ex-boyfriend is going in.
Yeah.
Kaz Crosley from Series 4, Naz Majid from Series 6, Ronnie Vint from Series 11, Catherine Ajibaji from Series 10, Scott Thomas from Series 2, and Liv Hawkins. It's either Live Hawkins or Liv Hawkins, L-I-V-E.
So are they all single now? And they go back
in... I don't know if they're single.
And all have cuddles with each other again.
I don't know if they're single, but they're certainly going back into the villa.
What about Normie Island?
Yeah, you said this before.
No, they're missing a trick here.
I think you're right.
It doesn't have to be these beautified Greek gods like that are going in and,
right.
supermodels. What about regular Joe Publix?
I think people would watch that more.
19 million people watch Gavin and Stacey.
Hello.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Give us a bit of mainstream.
Absolutely. We're talking money as well this morning. Lewis Capaldi has managed to boost his finances. He's now gone over 4 million. And that's, he's been taking a bit of time out, hasn't he? Because he suffers from Tourette's syndrome.
That's right, yeah.
So he's been taking a bit of time out. But there was news out yesterday saying that he's still managed to increase his fortune. And I think he made 500 grand last year.
Just probably off streaming and radio play. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Vogue Williams and Spencer Matthews have shocked their podcast fans with the news that Spencer's leaving.
Oh, right.
They do this kind of couple.
Leaving the marriage or leaving the podcast?
Leaving the podcast. Oh,
okay. They sound like they have, a brilliant relationship.
They do, I'd say, yeah. Good banter. But he's doing all this kind of, running across deserts and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, he's doing the ultramarathons and all that stuff, yeah.
And I think this year he wants to do a 3.8-kilometre swim, 180-kilometre cycle, a 42.2-kilometre run in Africa, Australia, Asia, Europe, North America, South America, and finally Antarctica. So the same as me.
I did an ultramarathon once.
Did you? Where from?
Okay, well, technically I had 3 Snickers, but that's like,
Oh, for God's sake, it's not Dad Gags Day today,
And it's meant a lot to us to bring you some kind of laughter and joy. I'll miss the show enormously. I'll miss working with you in this capacity. Yeah. Imo, I'll miss you. Don't really want to make a massive meal of it because obviously I could dip in and out of it.
No, you're not coming back. You can't just leave and think you're coming back.
I'll come and say hi from time to time.
I'm sad to see you go.
Yeah.
Obviously, but I see you all day, every day anyway.
Yeah, yeah. No, we spend a fair amount of time together. I can't imagine it will change our relationship much. I'll see you as soon as you're finished recording.
Mr. Beast, have you been watching this show?
No.
Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
No.
Oh my God. Mr. Beast is a genius.
Okay.
So he started as a YouTuber maybe about 8-10 years ago. Started with nothing. Started doing silly little games on YouTube. And then bit by bit by bit, he starts growing the audience.
Okay.
So when you monetize your YouTube videos, if you put up anything and you get, like, say you get 100,000 views, you will get paid for that. If you click on monetize on your settings, that means YouTube can sell ads on your content.
Okay.
So you get a little cut of that. It's a percent or something.
Right.
This guy averages 50, 60 million views on his videos now.
Oh, my God.
But he reinvests all the money back into the next video. So he makes his pranks even. He'll go, I've got 25 Teslas to give away. And he'll have like 1,000 people in the field doing all these silly things. But Amazon came along and gave him 100 million quid to make Beast Games. And Beast Games has been the biggest thing on streaming over the whole of Christmas. Okay. Absolutely massive. Here's the news about it.
Mr. Beast just spent $100 million building a city that makes Squid Game look cheap, creating the most expensive reality show in TV history. Inside his $14 million custom-built city in Toronto, 1,000 contestants, double Squid Game size, battled for $5 million, crushing Squid Game's $456 million prize record. The winner also gets a $250,000 Lamborghini and a private island worth $500,000. The production dwarfs Squid Game's $21 million budget. Beast Games used 1,400 cameras filming 24/7 across 250 acres with 100-plus editors working for 6 months. While Squid Game used traditional sets, Mr. Beast built an entire functioning city with a 300-foot pirate ship, 1,000 luxury quarters, and a 100-foot glass tower.
It's just incredible.
That's another level.
And it all started with a fellow with a phone on YouTube. Like, that's what I love about it. He's built all of this from nothing, but it's...
We're in the wrong business, kid.
Beast Games is spectacular.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream every episode of The White Lotus with a Now Entertainment membership.
The question I have for you this morning, everybody. When did you know that your partner wasn't the one anymore and you decided to give them the heave-ho? You decided it's time for greener pastures. It's time to move on. I need something new in my life. What was the reason behind it? 0868104106. Let's start with... start with our little buddy Kelly Murphy. Baby Kelly, why did you give him the heave-ho?
I'm like, which one?
Tuesdays.
Oh my God, stop. He like kept like talking with his like mouth full and like spitting everywhere.
Oh, when there's food flying. Okay. Yeah, food spitters are that's serious.
Yeah, isn't it? Shivers like.
Remember the girl that messaged in saying she got rid of a fella because he drank a pint of milk at a dinner?
That's right.
Yeah. And there was nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
I just think they weren't well matched.
But he's a nice country lad.
Yeah, she wasn't impressed.
I hope now he's found a nice girl to pour him a nice pint of milk for his dinner.
Maybe it's you, Kelly.
And she has a load of dirty cattle. Yeah. Somebody said he got rid of his girlfriend because he took her to see a horror movie in Mahon Point and she didn't understand the plot. So he got rid of her.
What?
This is what I'm talking about.
Just explain it to her.
She didn't understand what was going on. He was like, I can't be dealing with this for life.
I can see that, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because you know when your missus is watching a movie and you can't hear the movie because of all the questions about the movie.
Oh, God, there's nothing worse than that. My ex got the boot because he saw no wrong in farting in front of me. Absolutely stomach-churning, Emma.
Nothing says solid, romantic and stable relationship than the ability to break wind in front of your partner comfortably. Emma, you're never going to meet a man who isn't going to let one rip. I'm sorry. Yeah, like it's just not going to happen. How did it work out?
Yeah.
How did you just move to the ladies? What happened?
It's also the start of the relationships when you have to hold them in.
Oh,
I
know. God, yeah.
There's no, you know when you're at that stage of a relationship and you meet someone new and you turn to them on the couch and you go, I really want to take this relationship to the next level.
Do you mind if I fart?
And she's
in
looking
your face.
Going, oh my God, here comes the ring.
Little cheek up in the air.
How just often was he doing? How often was he doing it, though? That's the question. Maybe he had a problem.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
She tried to play TGIF as a word in Scrabble.
No, no, it's not a word. So, oh, for God's
sake. So he dumped her. Her voice was in the same register as Janice from Friends, so that's another excuse for Aladdin Carter.
That's fair, though.
It's not that bad, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Was Janice very annoying?
Awful. It was awful.
Ah, stop. Are
Kelly,
you joking?
Kelly, you could probably do an impression of Janice there, could you?
Jam-la-bang.
See?
Go. Oh. My. God.
It's not that bad.
It is. Do you want to listen to that all day, every day? Lads, she turned into a psycho. That's why I knew she wasn't the one, Paul.
That would do it all right, yeah.
He was the loveliest guy, but he had a girly nose.
What's a girly nose?
Like a small nose.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind that.
This is my favourite one so far. Lads, I was gone out with a fella for 3 years, and the reason I dumped him was we were driving down to Clonakilty for a weekend away.
Yeah.
He said I really needed to go for a week. There was nowhere to go, so we pulled over at the side of the road.
Yeah.
And the reason I dumped him is because he dropped his jocks down to his ankles like a little boy when he was weeing at the side of the road.
God, oh, no.
Did he lift up his shirt at the same time?
Oh, no!
And that's why she gave him the heave-ho.
All the way down.
I know, but that is a bit odd, isn't
it? It's very strange.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Right, what have we got for you? Today, if it's your birthday, you celebrate with... you would have celebrated with Elvis. Elvis, if he was still alive, would have been his birthday today.
There you go. How old would he have been?
The king died on the throne. What? He died
1977.
In 1977 he died. So what would he be now? Quick maths, he'd be 212, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
You also celebrate with R. Kelly, who's currently in jail at 58, and Kim Jong-un. My God, it's a superstar lineup today. Kim Jong-un, by the way, is 42.
Is he only 42?
I know, he looks about 70, doesn't he?
He really does.
I better be careful now because he could be listening.
Yeah.
But to the people of North Korea, he's 17 and eternal.
Mm-hmm.
It is International World Typing Day today.
Right.
I don't know. It's a day to celebrate typing, and it's Bubble Bath Day as well across the world. So hop into one of those later on. On this day in 2001, a woman who believed that Axl Rose communicated with her via telepathy... was arrested for stalking the Guns N' Roses star. Remember this story?
I don't know if I remember the story.
Yeah, I
was
do.
Was she from England?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
She said Axl Rose speaks to her every single day told her to turn up at his house and at all these venues and everywhere he was. On this day in 2006, it was announced that Michael Jackson was been sued for unpaid bills by his vet.
Oh.
So he racked up hundreds of thousands of dollars of vet bills.
Was that for the chimpanzee?
Well, it wasn't for Bubbles necessarily. He had like thousands of animals in this, in Neverland. And the vet, he had a vet on site who was working, but he wasn't paying him.
Did you ever watch that documentary, the Neverland documentary?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Is it good?
From memory, it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna have
Neverland's creepy, though.
Is it?
Creepy. Yeah.
Like the land that time forgot.
Bubbles is still alive. Bubbles is now 41 years old. He lives at the Center for Great Apes in Florida.
Oh, my God.
He probably would have inherited a few, Bob, wouldn't he?
He could tell a few stories, I'd say.
What's that song they sing, the football... what football team sings I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles?
Oh, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. I don't know which team
it's
it is.
It's a Bolton or one of those.
Is it? I can't remember. Come on.
Anyway.
Someone listening knows.
Why did that pop into my head? What have you got for you this morning? The Offline Club. Have you heard about this?
No, tell me.
So thousands of people will spend a day offline, and they're doing it this January. The Offline Club, if you have a look at their Instagram page, have started this campaign to get as many people across the world to get off your phone for one day.
I love it.
And go back to 1992.
Remember, we did it last year for a week.
We did a digital detox,
about this time last year.
Yeah.
And it was fairly hard, wasn't
horrible.
It?
Horrible. You have to talk to people. And you don't know what to do with your hands.
I know.
Do you know, like, in public, like, for a lot of people, your phone is your social crutch. It's like a confidence prop for people.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have your phone, you feel almost naked.
Are you ever in a cafe or in a restaurant and you're with somebody and they leave the table to either go to the loo or to get some more food or get a drink or whatever?
Yeah.
And you actually just can't
sit
there.
The first thing
you do,
you
can't sit
there. You reach for your phone.
Yeah. And as you said, it's a crutch.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, I'm sitting here on my own all of a sudden. What am I going to do? I have to look busy.
Eyes are judging me.
I'm going to go on my phone.
Yeah. That's the way we're all...
What's happened to us, lads?
I don't know. We're programmed weird, aren't we?
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. It's 7:33 in the morning. There's Kelly Murphy on News Duty. Rory's on Sport. And Victoria Nichols in the Crow's Nest. We haven't worked out what she does, but she's up to something. And she's always up to divilment.
That's true.
The greatest prank ever played on human beings. I gotta say, it happened here in Cork, lads. It happened here in Cork on April Fool's Day a good few years ago.
What was it?
It was in Blackpool Shopping Centre.
Two fans in Cork thought they were in luck, but forgot what day it was.
So, with John, who runs Blackpool Shopping Centre, he said he wanted to do a bit of a prank. So he booked a fake U2 band, put them on the top of Blackpool Shopping Centre. You know, like the old U2 video, is it New Year's Day?
Yeah,
or
that's right.
Streets Have No Name.
Streets Have No Name.
New York, where they're playing on top of the... He wanted to recreate that. We'd do it with a fake U2 band. We were in cahoots with the whole thing. The fire brigade were involved. The police were involved. Guards were involved. And we just like went away going, lads, U2 are in Cork and they're playing at Blackpool Shopping Centre. Hundreds of people. There was queues out the Mallow Road. People abandoning cars.
Oh my God.
To run into the car park. And they stayed for about 45 minutes watching this. You could see, your man looked the image of Bono.
But were they any good?
Oh, they were brilliant.
Were they?
Have a listen. That's them.
Just minutes after the band began to belt out the music, Cork's Red FM announced reports had come in that U2 were performing on the roof of Blackpool Shopping Centre. It didn't take long for U2 fans to turn up in their droves.
You wouldn't expect to see him here, like, do you know that kind of a... So, nice one, that is.
I never thought I'd see Bono, so great start to my day anyway.
Loyal fans couldn't believe their luck that U2 had returned to Cork after 17 years.
I just want to come down here for my husband because he missed their last gig.
To make the prank look even better than the real thing, emergency services played along and shut everything down on health and safety grounds.
That was the best part. So they got one of those cherry pickers, all right, you know, and there was two, there was a lady and a lad from the fire brigade. And she had the megaphone and she was like, stop the music!
Oh my God.
And the cherry picker came into where fake Bono was singing and they climbed over the building and pulled the plug on the hole. It looked amazing.
I mean, that's some operation, some performance.
That was one of the best ones. Now, I think this one, the greatest prank of all time, has been challenged. A mystery prankster has left residents baffled, leaving bananas on their street once more. What he's doing is he's getting plates of bananas, leaving it on their doorstep, ringing a doorbell and running away.
Oh, for God's sake.
But this has been going on. This turned
as in, does he want people to slip, like?
What's he doing it for?
It's not banana skins. It's actual peeled bananas on a plate. And he's leaving it at their front door, ringing a doorbell and running away. But this has gone... It's gone bananas viral all over the world. Because now people are copying it.
And then he's giving people a snack, like.
Just the first plate of fruit turned up a year ago. The Joker has been back on the second of every month with another plate on this particular street, dropping off bananas.
It's kind of funny.
You've got to get your potassium in, like. So he's obviously worried about these people and the potassium levels.
That's a good way of looking at it.
It's a bit random, though.
Locals have been put on notice and they've put up road signs urging the prankster to please stop leaving bananas at their door. I mean, I could think of worse things you could leave at a door, but...
Absolutely.
You know? 7:36 in the morning. Let's do 75 grand in cash for you for January next.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show
me the money. Morning, Ant. How's it going?
How are you?
Things are fine. How's the bank account looking, Ant?
How's that, sorry?
How's the bank account looking?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty weak.
Under pressure. Yeah.
Are you out in a field, Ant?
No.
Sounds like you're in a field.
Ant has taken it handy. Just about to take a grand off us here now. So, buddy, okay, 10 questions. Good. You got 60 seconds. We do need a correct answer for everything, so you can't pass on anything. You have to give us an answer. So if you get stuck on something, just shout out anything and hope for the best. Ant, let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Luke Littler is famous for what sport, Ant?
What's that? Say it again.
Luke Littler is famous for what sport? Say darts. What do Americans call autumn?
Fall.
Victoria Beckham was in what 90s girls band?
Spice Girls.
Correct. Question number 4. Where does the Irish TV show that's set in Carrickstown? What's the name of that show?
Fair City.
Question number 5. Shawnee McGuire plays for what football club?
Cork City.
Question 6. How many Back to the Future movies were made?
How many Back to the Future movies made?
Yeah.
2.
Question 7. Who wrote P.S. I Love You?
Who wrote P.S. I Love You? Oh, yeah. Jesus.
You might know that the dad was involved in the politics there for a while, you know?
Cecilia Harner.
Yeah, question number 8. Name any album by Ed Sheeran.
Any album by Ed Sheeran? Yeah. Is it called Plus One or something? And
question number 9. Who was Ireland's first president?
Ireland's first president? What's his name again?
Out of time, my friend. Out of time.
Daniel O'Donnell. O'Connell.
And now, I'm not that old now. Luke Littler is known for darts. Fall is correct. Spice Girls, Fair City. Cork City is who Shawnee McGuire plays for. Welcome home, Shawnee. How many Back to the Future movies were made, Victoria?
3.
Yeah. The third one, I didn't enjoy the third one. No. It was the Western. Didn't think it was great.
Yeah.
Who wrote P.S. I Love You? Cecilia Hearn is correct. Name any album by Ed Sheeran. Divide, equal, or subtract. You did say
something like that.
Yeah. We'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Douglas Hyde was Ireland's first president.
Yeah, Douglas Hyde, okay.
And that's as far as we got.
Listen, well done, Ant.
Ant, thanks for listening. Thanks for ringing in. You got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Get yourself something nice. And give us a buzz again. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah, we would.
All right, perfect. Thanks, lads.
Cheers, Ant. Good luck. All right, it's 8:21. That's the pop quiz. We'll do more of that tomorrow morning. If you want to win a grand, if you're handy at this stuff, for the love of God, will you give us a shout?
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.